Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Mouth!
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
I'd like to welcome the over 2 million Mouthing Off listeners. The Mouthing Off Nation is strong. I'm the continental lover, Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with my co-host and superstar, Patricia Summerlin, Sunny the California Girl.
Well, we're coming to your city. Cincinnati, and we all got really happy. Grabbed a bowl of that skyline chili along the way. Then we rolled on into Canton, scared the hell out of Marilyn Manson, and the party started happening.
Thank you, Eddie, for that wonderful introduction. I really like that. You ready for a wonderful show today? We've got a lot of sports happening. Oh boy.
Yeah, what did you think? Hey, what did you think about that Cincinnati chili.
Oh, that skyline chili. My goodness.
You're right.
And you know what? I got to say, I love that song. That suits that chili. I mean, everything is country anyway with me, you know.
That's it. And the Steelers beat the Bengals 23-20, which
they
was
sure
really,
did.
Really cool.
Yeah, that was close. And it was really close, though, 23-20. They pounced.
Yeah, but that's about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that chili killed them.
The chili got him. The chili got
him. Got
him
at halftime.
Maybe it was the cinnamon. I don't know. I got to say, it said cinnamon in the chili.
Hey, the Cowboys got whipped 19-13 by Tom Brady and the Bucks. Can you imagine?
I know, right? And Dak is out with surgery on his right thumb.
Yeah, and you're going to see Jimmy G as quarterback for the Cowboys and Sean Payton as a new head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
And
just mark my word, Patricia.
That's right. And $40 million a year, quarterback goes down.
Yeah, Dak went down, getting paid $40 million a year. That's just unheard of. We'll be back with Mouthing Off right after this.
Hey, jabronis. Mouthing Off will return.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year, you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A four-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni?
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
This week, Crayola 24-count crayons, Staples comp books, and two-pocket poly folders are each just 50 cents. Get everything on your list at amazing prices. This year, go forward to school with Staples. Shop in-store, online, or buy online and pick up in-store. Ends 9-10, limit 30.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
You're listening to the only sports show that counts, Mouthing Off. I'm Fast Eddie, along with a superstar herself, Patricia Summerlin. Sunny, the California girl. Let's talk college football. Scott Frost was fired from his once-beloved alum. He left UCF with a championship to go to Nebraska just to get fired. What do you think, Patricia?
Wow, I know. You know, he put up a good fight, you know, but in my opinion, they pulled the string too soon on Scott Frost because he absolutely loved Nebraska, you know. And hey, you know, what I've heard, they're doing a new search, too, for the poor guy. There's a press conference that was released, and they're searching for the new head coach for the Nebraska football team.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll need to try hard because, let me tell you, Scott Frost is a great coach, and he won't have a problem getting a job anywhere. And that dadgum Lou from Alabama, he's right. Unbelievable. Texas had the game won, Patricia. And Alabama narrowly escaped Texas 2019.
Wow, that's another close call, I got to say. Woo, that was it. But Bryce Young, at the end of the day, did a great job when he was needed. Bryce Young from Alabama Crimson Tide does it again.
Yeah, he stepped it up, which is good. And then you look at the number 24, Tennessee. He outlasted number 17, but Pittsburgh in OT in overtime.
Wow. That's another one. It's exciting college games, I have to say, even though I like my pros. Texas Tech fans stormed the field following a 33-30 win over number 25, Houston, in double overtime.
Yeah, that was a great game. I mean, when you look at that, not only just one overtime, but a double overtime.
A double overtime.
Yeah, that's huge.
That's
and
exciting.
And then you got number 20. Oh, it is. And that you talk about exciting. Number 20, Kentucky, pulled an upset over number 12, Florida Gators.
I think the Gators have gotten a hold of that Cincinnati chili, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think they got a gallon of it. You know what I think? You know, one of my friends used to call Dusty Rhodes an egg-sucking dog. And so I'm going to call the Florida Gators a bunch of egg-sucking dogs. That's the way you play, a bunch of egg-sucking dogs, Gators. How about that?
That's right. No more Florida Gators. Hey, we got to put them back out to the water there. Let them soak up the water a little bit or the sun or something, then come back out, you know, fighting. But number 10, okay, USC cruised past Stanford. Yes. Woo, my USC guys. Yes. I'm so happy. Indeed.
Yo, I thought that would make you happy.
41-28, right? C. Williams played a great game, 4 touchdowns, I'll have you know, and T. Dye did a great game. However, Stanford Cardinals, T. McGee, only 1 touchdown. Thankfully so. So my UFC won. Yes, go USC. I'm a proud
Well, you know, they were ranked number 10. And let me tell you something, with that big win over Stanford, they're going to move up in the standings.
Sure. Yeah.
I think they're going to, you know, be like number 7, number 8, you know, this coming week in the college polls. And, you know, like I say, college football didn't let us down this week at all. You know, on Saturday, you know, the Georgia Bulldogs just kicked butt, you know, and you know, they all want to talk about Alabama. Well, Alabama went into that Texas game at ranked number 1. And then all of a sudden, they come out of there ranked number 3.
Right.
And so Alabama is not number 1 anymore. And so, you know, Patricia, I like a good fight. So let's put good people together and let them fight.
That's right.
And that means putting, you know, like an Alabama, Georgia, and people like that, and a USC and a UCLA together and let them fight. And the best team will win each and every time. What do you think about that?
I think so. I think it makes for a better game. Just it goes back to that overtime and double overtime. I mean, that's the most exciting when that happens because we're all on edge. We're like, oh boy. And when it's tied even, it's so much more exciting, you know?
Yes, it is. Yeah, you know, when you look at a double OT, Patricia, those fans are going berserk. I mean, for both sides. And, you know, Houston's got a big following. You know, they were ranked number 25. Texas Tech wasn't even ranked. And Texas Tech took it to them. And so when you look at that, that was huge. No wonder they ran on the field.
That was huge.
I mean,
Street
it's like they won
win.
A Super Bowl.
That's
you
right.
Know? It's like, yeah, Three Texas Tech
win.
Is, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a big win for Texas Tech fans. Anytime they win. You know, Lubbock, Texas is only known for 2 things. Texas Tech and Buddy Holly. And so what does that tell you?
I know. I know. Isn't there a song as well called Leaving Texas or Gallup? Oh, maybe that's Gallup, Texas, not Lubbock. Or I would say we have Lubbock here. It's funny. So we have a little city here called Lubbock, almost like Lubbock. About the same, actually. There's only cows and pigs that run around down there. So,
yeah, there's a lot of cows and pigs in Lubbock, Texas, too.
Good steaks, I bet.
Well, you know, there's a lot of two-legged pigs is walking around in Lubbock, Texas,
oh,
too.
Oh, boy. No monkeys, at least.
Well, that you know of. they got some monkey bros there, too. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, boy.
And they jump on you in a heartbeat.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
The queen of drama.
Oh, boy.
The one and the only. Patricia Sumlin. Oh, yeah. That monkey jump on you like a bad habit.
I'd have to shake him. I'd have to give him a fireman's carry and throw him to the mat. He'd drop
a quick
suffering.
Elbow right between his eyes.
Oh, yeah. No, it'd be a foot stomp. Forget the elbow.
Yeah. You know. Well, that would come after the elbow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to give it to him really good. That way that monkey stays down. You don't let that monkey up, you know. It'd be like a wrestler. You're thinking Lucha Libre. You know, first time right. I wrestled down in Mexico, man, I thought I was wrestling a Mexican jumping bean. I'd hit him and he'd beat me up. I'm going like, what is going on with this guy? I bet I hit him a little bit harder this time. He'll stay down. And so that's what I used to do. And
you put him in their pants and they'd really jump, get those jelly beans, those Mexican beans down there. Yeah.
I'm telling
and their
you.
Tights.
Yep. That's what they need. And you know, one thing about it, when you look at college football, it is this. It was a great, great weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And mainly, on Saturday is really the big college game day. And they didn't let the fans down. And that's the key. Those guys are really, really going after it because they want to go somewhere. You know, right. They want to move from college into the NFL. Now they're starting to pay the guys in college, which I think is a horrible thing to do. But, you know, once they start doing that, that's college football is going to go down the tubes as well. It's become professional again. You know, it's not just playing to win and playing to be the best. They're playing for money. So that's the way that is.
So
we'll leave it like that.
What's your opinion on the Scott Frost situation? Who do you think is going to stand up and take that Nebraska football team to a win as far as head coaches? Who is going to be the next coach, Eddie?
See, I don't know, because there's not a lot of guys that are dying to go to Nebraska because it's tough to recruit. And Scott, being a star alumni, he could get players that most coaches couldn't get. Because he could talk the Nebraska language. And Nebraska was known for big offensive linemen and big defensive guys. So we'll just have to see who's going to jump up. But they're going to have to pay a coach some big money to come in there and restructure that organization. Because Scott had it going in the right way. They just wasn't patient.
Right.
He didn't have the one or two players that could – get in those tight games like an Alabama or Georgia and really step it up. See, that's the problem. They didn't have that.
Right.
And so when you don't have that, you lose those games. And that's what he was doing. He was losing games by 1 point when he should have won them.
Right. So that Trell Albert just was, stepped on in. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what happened. And there's nothing you could do about it, Patricia. You know, if the players – you can only coach them so hard, but if they don't really play in the clutch, you're in trouble as a coach because you're going to get the blame for these guys not performing.
Well, and Scott Frost sure did. I mean, look at him now.
But you watch who grabs him.
Oh yeah,
for sure. There's another college out there is going to snatch him up in a hurry.
Absolutely.
You know what time it is, Patricia?
What time is it? Is it for Cincinnati Chili?
Well, you know what I think about that Cincinnati Chili. It's kind of like that monkey, bro. It keeps following you around. That Cincinnati Chili's following them around, and they can't shake it. Now, first it's a monkey, bro, Patricia. Then it's that Skyline Chili. And you just heard Big and Rich talking about Skyline Chili. You noticed they didn't stay long in Cincinnati. They had that Skyline Chili and they kept moving. Did you notice that?
It blew them up. I think that cinnamon with the almighty beans, they kind of just floated out of there. What do you think? I don't know, but I love that song. That song couldn't be more appropriate.
It's perfect, isn't it? And so
good for Big and Rich.
Yeah, when you look at that, that Skyline Chili, I don't know what made it famous, but it didn't work for me. It's god awful. No more chili for the day. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna be back right after this with Mouthing Off.
All over the world.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now then, all over the world.
Back to Mouthing Off. I'm Fast Eddie along with my co-host, PPPPP, Patricia Summerlin, Sunny, the California girl. MLB, the playoffs are coming. There are a handful of division races that should come down to the wire, and each wild card spot is still up for grabs. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, got to have fun with those wild cards, just like when you're in Vegas and you're playing those slot machines, you get those wild cards. Hey, I like that, Eddie, because guess what?
Yeah.
When I win. Yes, go wild card.
I am a wild card. I always stay a wild card, even when I'm sick, and show up to do a national radio show when I'm sick. I should be in bed. I'm a gamer. I'm a wild card. Bad boy. Yeah. That's what happens with me.
That's it. There you go. We're glad you're here, Eddie, and I hope you nurse yourself back to health and get rid of that cold or flu, whatever's going on. But it's good to have you on, you know, and for all our listeners, he still shows up and he's still doing it. That's Fast Eddie Mansfield for you. That's awesome. So the National League West, LA Dodgers, right? Would be LA Dodgers. And it's Dodgers. Right. Eddie, you trying to pull a fast one on me? Like you want me to talk like I'm in New York or something, or the Bronx? I don't know. The win-loss record is...
That's where they came from.
I know, originally. Hey.
Don't ever forget it.
Right. Well, we're proud to have them here in Los Angeles, and they are our LA Dodgers. So their win-loss record is 97-43. They are the best baseball team on record, and they have clinched a playoff berth. That is the best. And go Dodgers. Another one for Los Angeles, California. The National League Central, St. Louis Cardinals, 83 wins, 58 losses. And they've been the hottest team since the All-Star break and powered themselves to the top of the National League Central. Those Milwaukee Brewers, 75 wins, 66 losses. They're making a run for it.
Patricia, they're drinking all that beer.
They're making a run for the border. Right? It's got that extra froth. Make it nice and dark beer with the froth. Yes. You're right. Yeah. Wow.
The only thing I don't like a lot.
And good losses, I got to say. But good for the Cardinals. That's good. 83 wins.
Well, the Cardinals are good for baseball. They really are. And, you know, when you talk about the Milwaukee Brewers, you know, I always say, you know, when I'm a girl is pouring me a beer, only time I like a little head is on my beer. That's it. And so make it nice and smooth and clear. And then that way it goes down really smooth and clear. But when you talk about the St. Louis Cardinals, they're a team to be reckoned with, Patricia. They got Pujols, who used to play with the Angels, by the way. He's almost hit 700 home runs. He's had a heck of a career. And, you know, you never hear any bad things about him. You always hear good stuff about him. And, you know, that's great for baseball. And that's great for pro sports.
Sure.
You know, because we only hear the bad. It's mostly the bad because we got a bunch of thugs that's playing pro ball. I don't care what league they're in, they're thugs. And they shouldn't be paid that kind of money to be a thug. And, I mean, I have a different opinion on certain things that I need to keep to myself. And this is one of them.
Well, yeah.
I'm not going to say, but they're a bunch of thugs. And, you know, and then I can't help that, you know, they are what they are. And too bad.
Yeah. Well,
and when you look at the National League wild card, you know, when you look at the National League wild card standings, the number one is Atlanta Braves. Number two is the Phillies. And number three, the San Diego Padres. That's amazing. San Diego Padres are number three. I haven't heard about the San Diego Padres since the guy who owned McDonald's died.
Right.
And so that's been a long time.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
They used to, their uniforms looked like McDonald's. They worked at McDonald's. And they're getting paid millions of dollars to wear a McDonald's uniform to play baseball.
Well, I do know the San Diego Padres had their time, and definitely in the 80s when I was singing the national anthem for the AAA team, the Stars. I was blessed to be out there, Eddie. And, you know, what an experience to be out on the field singing the national anthem for the AAA teams, the Stars, which is the San Diego Padres at that time. And I was a celebrity guest. So, yeah, that was very emotional. And I love my team, San Diego Padres, the Angels, the Dodgers. Again, I'm a true Californian. You know, yes, it needs to be cleaned up a little bit. But, hey, that's our governorship. Don't get me started on that. But, yeah, I love my state. I'm a proud Sunny, the California girl.
I love your state, too. I used to live in Santa Monica for about 5 years. And Santa Monica was a beautiful place. And the state of California was a beautiful state. And they just we can't get into this, folks. We got to stick to baseball.
Right, exactly. And it's still a beautiful sunny state for our wonderful sports teams to play in.
Absolutely, it is. And the fans. And you know, when you look at the Cardinals, I'm telling you, the Mets and the Braves are going to be great. I can't wait to see them. And because this is going to be like a World Series, the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves. The Mets have a 85-53 one loss record, and the Braves are 87 wins and 57 losses. So they're really neck and neck with the Mets, you know, a game and a half ahead of the Braves. You know, that can change in one night. You know, you lose a game, bam, the Braves gain a game on you. Then you're a half a game ahead. Then you lose one more, boom. Then they're half a game ahead of you. And so that's what really makes this special down the stretch. You know, it's kind of like what they say at the Kentucky Derby, down the stretch they come. Well, down the stretch they're coming. And it's going to be a great down the stretch with baseball. Major League Baseball is heating up. And it's hot. It's really hot right now, Patricia.
It's very hot. I would really love to see my Angels come in there, too, as a hot team. You know, let's hope that this sells.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait for 5 years.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. When they sell and they get a good owner, let's see what happens. You know, let's hope they come up. And they meet the Dodgers. I love when the Angels plays the Dodgers. Are you kidding? That's it. Yeah. And my bet is always on the Angels. And so far I've lost. But, hey, that's okay. I guess I'll have to stick with the Dodgers.
Well, you know, you're sticking with a more of a pure baseball team because, you know, you got the Yankees and the Dodgers. They go and buy their teams, and they don't really, you know, they don't raise them up, you know, in the minor leagues. They just buy them after everybody else has raised them up, and they say, hey, you come play for me and for X millions of dollars. So there's a difference.
Yep. It's just like those trading cards that we used to deal with, all those trading cards here. You want a trading card? How much do you want? Yeah, it's the same thing. It's what they do with all the players. Yep.
That's the way you do it.
Yep. Yep. You know what I liked? I liked the bubblegum cards. I liked the bubblegum, then the player. I'm like, I get to chew that bubblegum. Which one, though, did I get?
But back in the day, that was a big thing. You know, trading cards.
Yeah.
It was
huge. It still is. It still is.
Yeah.
I mean, they go for a lot of money, Eddie, on those, you know, on those buys, on those groups. You'll see these guys out there. Woo, boy, they've got some big ones. They're like, yeah, selling for $1 million on up. I understand.
Well, you know,
that's a true collector.
One of Mickey Mantle's rookie cards just sold for $62 million.
There you go. That's what I mean.
$62 million for a rookie card.
Mickey
Let me
Mantle.
Tell you something. I wouldn't pay, and I knew Mickey Mantle, I wouldn't pay $62 million for anybody's card.
Right? I wonder what his bobblehead is worth.
They didn't have them back then.
I know. They do now.
Yeah, but he can't sign anything, you know?
No,
it's kind of like,
sure,
you know, Mickey Mantle told me this story. We were sitting there drinking at Mickey Mantle's in New York. Mickey looked over to me and he goes, "Hey, Ed." I go, "Yeah." He said, "It's going to be my luck when I die. I'm going to get up to the pearly gates." And then all of a sudden, St. Peter's going to say, "Hey, if you'd have been here just 5 minutes earlier, hey, wait just a minute. God's calling." And St. Peter picks up the phone. And he goes, "Yes, I'll make sure I do." And St. Peter looks at Mickey and says, "Hey, Mickey, before you go, God wants you to sign a 24 baseballs for him." And so he's like, and so that's kind of Mickey Mantle's luck. He said, "All I do is sit around and sign autographs all the time." And so it was a pleasure for me to meet him. And I met him with me and Wahoo McDaniel, Charlie Pride. And,
wow, there's another one, Charlie Pride. That was one of my favorites, yeah. My parents' favorites as a singer, a country singer.
Yeah, and all of us used to play golf, Turtle Creek down in San Antonio.
Play golf with the turtles. All of us,
yeah, it was more than a turtle when Wahoo missed a shot, believe me. and that's the way I got all my clubs. I had custom clubs by Wahoo McDaniel.
Nice.
And so, you know what we better do, Patricia? It's been fun, but everybody, hang on. Mouthing Off will return right after this.
All over the world.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Everyone's getting more with Verizon, the network America relies on.
For real?
Yep, for real. New and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 on us with select trade-in and select 5G unlimited plans. Plus, get $200 when you switch.
Nice.
Everybody's getting more with the network America relies on. Verizon. 5G Ultra Wideband available in select areas. $999.99 device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. $200 Verizon e-gift card with port-in. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions and additional terms apply.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the newest frozen Fanta flavor. What is it, you ask? Well, the mystery has finally been solved. The newest frozen Fanta flavor is Strawberry Shortcake. Its color may be electric green, but this cool drink is packed with juicy, refreshing strawberry flavor. Easy for grab-and-go adventures. Frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake is your sidekick to summer. Whether you're headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try the chilling, thrilling, frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake for just $1 plus tax. It's no mystery that your refreshment is guaranteed. So go ahead. Quench your thirst with a frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
All over the world.
We're back to Mouthing Off. I'm with the wonderful Fast Eddie Mansfield as my great host of all time. And hey, I'm Patricia Summerlin, a.k.a. Sunny the California Girl. You know what we're going to look at, Eddie? We're looking at the American League West, the Houston Astros.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Right? 91 wins, 50 losses. They have a grip on the AL West, holding on 11-game lead on the Seattle Mariners. 79 wins and 61 losses. That's amazing. Seattle is tied for the number one American League wild card. What do you think about that, Eddie?
Yeah, but you know something. Seattle they need to strap themselves in because those Astros. Let me tell you something. They're the team to beat. I think that the Astros are going to beat the Yankees and go to the World Series. And that's just me. That's what I believe. Because the Astros have got that full package. They're kind of like the Yankees. They're both loaded with so much talent. And when you see teams that are loaded with the talent, whether they're the Houston Astros or the New York Yankees or even the Toronto Blue Jays, Tampa Bay Rays, you know, all these American League East teams have a lot of talent.
Right.
And so let's take a look at the American League Central. Patricia.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. Eddie.
This is a division,
right,
Patricia, that has changed all summer, which is really cool. Now, we're going to talk about this in just 1 minute. The Cleveland Guardians, 74 wins and 65 losses, are 3 games ahead of the Chicago White Sox, who has 72 wins, 69 losses in the American League Central. But let's go address this. The Cleveland Indians were the Cleveland Indians for over 100 years, and they changed the Indians to the Guardians.
No,
you know,
I know.
The Guardians. Yep. Can you believe the Guardians sounds like, you know what that sounds like?
Well, it's not authentic anymore,
oh my goodness,
as we know it.
I can tell you what it sounds like. It sounds like a condom, you know? It's like,
Guardian.
You know, is it the Cleveland condoms at 74 wins and 65 losses? I mean, come on.
I mean,
why would you change, you know, history? It's just like they did with the Washington Redskins. You know something? It has nothing to do with Indians. That was let me tell you something. The Indians was a salute. I mean, I would love a ball team named after me. I mean, that's quite an honor.
Absolutely.
And you can't look at it like somebody's trying to belittle you because they're not.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
Well, let's go. Yeah, I agree. But let's go back to the American League East. The New York Yankees, 85 wins, 56 losses, remained atop for the AL East. Tampa Blue Rays, 79 wins, 61 losses, remains 5.5 games back. That's 5.5 games, Eddie. Toronto Blue Jays, 78 wins and 61 losses. They are 5.5 games ahead of the Baltimore Orioles. 73 wins, 63 losses for the number one and number three wild card seeds.
Right.
Gosh, these wild cards are heavy. Heavy.
Well, one thing about it, you know, sometimes those wild cards sneak up and win the division. But let me tell you something. With the Yankees, I think they're going to win the American League East, I really believe, because they're loaded.
Then we can say Yankee Doodle Dandy. Every time I think of the New York Yankees, I always sing, you know, that song. It just comes to my mind always. You know,
I tell you, one of the biggest thrills being an ex-ball player was I got to produce a commercial for Prudential Base, Rock Solid Market Wise. And we had Yankee Stadium for 3 whole days. And then I brought in a lot of my buddies who used to play pro ball and stuff that could actually play baseball. And we took batting practice. We did everything in Yankee Stadium. And, you know, that was a house that Ruth built. And Lou Gehrig and guys and Mickey Mantle and Joe DiMaggio. And
those are the names, you know, we know, all, boy. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Yogi Berra. And, I mean, when you you look at it, Thurman Munson, and it's just, it was just, you know, when you stepped on that field, you were in hollow ground. Mm-hmm. It was just amazing. And I hit a shot off the right field, second deck, you know, taking batting practice. Right. And that's not a big thing, folks, but it's a big thing if you hit something out of Yankee Stadium. And so I was tickle pink to be able to, you know, produce that commercial as well as is take batting practice and have a good time. That's probably one of the most enjoyable commercials I've ever done in my entire career. And
well, it was right up your alley. I mean, look at your field. I mean, you were a baseball player, Eddie, a true, you know, true pro. Right.
Die
and
hard.
When you exactly well, you know, when you enter into that, it's close to home. You know, just like probably wrestling. I know, you know, very different, but you know, we all have it. It's in our blood, and we love it, and we have the love for the sport.
You know, whether it's baseball or wrestling, you know, I did both, and I'm proud that I was able to do both and be very good at both of them, and so now we've moved on to another phase of our life, and that's the way you have to look at it. You know, it's a phase, and it's like all these guys that are fighting so hard, Patricia, to win the division. That's a phase in their life that they may not ever get back to. And that's what they have to understand. The Yankees at 85 wins and
and
Tampa Bay Rays
at
79 wins. They may never, ever get back.
Yeah, they may not see that again.
No. So you better grab at that brass ring and you hang on and say, we're going to win it. And I don't care what it takes to win it. And believe me, the Astros understand whatever it takes to win, they do it.
That's
and they
right.
did.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know. it's the old saying, if you ain't cheating, you ain't winning. And and they make all these big things, Patricia, about people stealing signals, you know, from a third base coach or a catcher. Do you realize how long baseball has been going on? That has been going on as well. I mean,
exactly.
We used to have a guy in the dugout who used to, his job was to watch the third base coach, to watch the key. There was a key to, they would always touch something, boom, 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 and then wipe. And then what they would do is they would write down how many times he would wipe a certain thing. And then that's the way you steal signs in baseball. So they're still stealing signs to this day. It's just more high tech. You know, they got people in the stands filming that stuff, believe me. And so I think that they need to leave baseball and a lot of sports pure and not bring in all this video stuff, you know, to watch it. You know, it's like the balls and strikes. Let it be a bang bang play, or let it be, you know, ball outside, ball inside, strike. You know, let it play out. Don't lose the love of the game, you know, for technology purposes, you know,
right.
That's the way I feel.
Well, the old school, just like you mentioned all the old school names, you know, that's when baseball is really baseball, let's face it, you know, and the accusations as it came up and with all the other players like Jose Canseco with the roids, you know, all this crap.
Yeah.
It just went from one thing to another. Now, like you said, we have, you know, some thug, you know, players in there. Maybe so.
Right.
You know, you probably, you can't take, they say, you can't take the ghetto out of the player, but you play the player out of the ghetto. I don't know. But they're players.
Yeah.
So let's hope they play a good game. And we really, you know, hope
well,
they
I
do.
Hope, I hope they conduct themselves.
Yes.
Like a professional, not exactly. Like a thug that comes out of a ghetto. And
right.
So act like a pro. Don't act like a thug.
That's
and,
right.
And, you know,
like act this, like Mickey Mantle, you know, look at your.
Yeah. Right.
The icons that pave the way for these players.
Absolutely.
They should have so much respect for these players. I mean.
Yeah.
Come
and
on.
They don't even know the history of the game. See, that's
no.
what I hate.
Right.
These guys coming up, they don't even have a history of any of the games. And so how they even got out of college. Well, I know how they got out of college, but I don't, I'm not going to talk it right now. And
right.
You know what's coming up too, Patricia? It's NASCAR. NASCAR started its playoffs. You know that?
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's going to be so excited. You know, they've got 2 weeks in, and this week coming up, they're going to make – there's going to be a bunch of big cuts. What do you think,
Brian? That's the usual, right? As long as they don't cut Kyle Larson and some other great pros that I happen to love. Let's hope not, which I doubt.
Well, you know, they got to win. Right. You know, it comes down to this. You win or go home.
Yep.
There's
win
there's
big
no
or go home, as they say.
That's it, baby. Right. I always told you that. You got to win big or go home.
Or and as so, we say in wrestling, take it home, you know.
Yeah.
Take it all the way home.
Yeah, they're going to take it home, all right? If they don't win, they're going to put that car in that hauler, and they're going to be going back to North Carolina saying, "Oh, that's it. That's it for the year." So so that's what, you know, that's the way you have to look at it. I mean, these playoff series are huge. And so I'm excited. I'm all excited about NASCAR. I'm all excited about the camaraderie, about everything coming together at one time. That's what's really cool about this.
Right.
Is that all these sports are molding together, you know, and you know, like college football just kicked off, you know, NFL just kicked off. Now you got Major League Baseball coming to an end, going into the World Series and the playoffs and stuff like that. And then you got NASCAR with their playoffs. I mean, this is a sports guy's dream or girl's dream, that to be able to watch stuff like this.
Absolutely. Though I can't wait for hockey. You know me, I'm a hockey girl. And my Los Angeles Kings, I can't wait for them to come back.
Yeah, you're just nothing but a hockey puck.
That's right. I love my hockey. Boy, and I have my jerseys to prove it. Go 11-11, Kopi. Yeah. Anzi Kopitar, we're talking about when I say Kopi. But yes, I think this is exciting. NASCAR, definitely Need for Speed. I love it. I love my NASCAR. And I love my NFL. You know that. Rams, Raiders, New England Patriots, Miami Dolphins. I know. Do I represent all four? Yes, I do. Everyone's like, you can only represent one team. And I'm like, no. No, you weren't a poster girl. They're like, well, you were a poster girl for all four teams. I go, yep, sure was. And I'm a dedicated fan to all four teams. So,
well, you have to be.
I'm excited.
Once you've repped, you know, it's like a pro athlete. Once I wore a uniform, like with the Astros, I wore a uniform for the Astros. I wore one for the A's. I love both of those franchises. And because that I represented them.
Right.
And not because I like them, but I represented them. And I'm going to represent them till the day I die, because they gave me the opportunity to play a game that I loved, and I still do. And I wish to God I could still play. And so when you get that opportunity, and it's like you with you know, being a poster girl, it's the same thing. I mean, you're a part of that organization, whether you like it or not, you represented it.
And oh, so, yeah, absolutely.
Whether they're good or bad, you still got to support them and say, hey, we'll turn this thing around and we'll make something special out of this. And so that's the way I look at being a professional. Be a true professional and don't be a half-ass thug that, you know, has got a bunch of gold teeth and think you are something.
Well, because
they
buy all that with the money they're making as a pro player. You know, that's unfortunate.
Oh, absolutely.
Though. You know, Eddie, but
and you
I
know
agree
something,
with you.
Patricia?
I know what. We'll be right back after this.
Mouthing off all around the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water.
Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All over the world.
Welcome back to all you wonderful Mouthing Off listeners. I want to thank each and every one of you to listen to Eddie and myself, Sunny the California Girl, each and every week. I do appreciate it. Hey, Eddie, guess what? With NASCAR cutting its championship field from 16 to 12 following the first round at Bristol Motor Speedway. Wow. What do you think about that?
Well, we have NASCAR. Let me tell you something. We have NASCAR, MLB, NFL, and you're talking about cutting the field? NASCAR is heating up for all the fans, drivers, and players. So what's going to happen at Bristol Motor Speedway is this, Patricia. They're going, you either win or go home. So there's either going to be 12 left. They have no choice. You either win or you go home.
That's what they say. And it's a sports fan's dream, all right, I think, you know, with all this action. For sure it is.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, and it's like we talked about baseball in the NFL. You know, I told you. I made the prediction. And, hey, folks, I want to tell you, I'm very sorry that I'm sick this week and my voice is shot, but I showed up. And but I want to let everybody know that the Buffalo Bills beat your L.A. Rams. And I told you that was going to happen, didn't I?
Yeah, that one hurt. You had to rub it in, didn't you, Eddie? Oh, boy.
Yeah, got to.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know. So the first one out, as I always say, maybe first, but not the last. So I'm still saying my Rams are going to win.
Well, the Rams have a great ball team. They just got to play. And, you know, Buffalo Bills are no joke. And they showed it. And so all you Bill fans have got a lot to be cheering for this year. And when you look at everything that's going on in the world of sports, I'm real excited. I'm waiting on that MLB right down to the wire. I'm telling you, the series to watch, Patricia, is the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves. And those Mets better get ready because the Braves are coming. And the Braves, the Mets have a great pitching staff. So do the Braves.
Right.
So when you match that up, it's really something special.
Yeah, the Braves are coming from. And as we go, la, 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 that's what we say. And now I say, Eddie, I think it's time for us to say goodbye.
Well, we'll see you next week on Mouthing Off.